The Earth, our world. And yet a mere century ago, we knew only a small fraction of its surface. But man, with his ever-increasing, seemingly insatiable search for knowledge, began to roll back the barriers. A new breed of man, intrepid and resourceful, began to search for the impossible. Commander Robert Peary reached the North Pole in 1909. Roald Amundsen conquered Antarctica to reach the South Pole 2 years later. And in 1927, Captain Walter Snetterton, least known of all English explorers, decided to go across the Andes by frog. Walter Snetterton was a soldier and amateur zoologist who dedicated his life to the study of amphibians. He was obsessed by their potential for survival in hostile environments and at high altitudes. After 8 years of frog research at the Royal Zoological Institute, Snetterton felt ready to test his theories in one of the most inhospitable mountain ranges on Earth. In March 1927, he left for the town of Quequeña in Peru.
Ferguson, and Ferguson, a long reeking ball across the field, try and find the head of Irving just inside the Arsenal penalty area. But it's the burly form of Baker who rises above the goal mouth to head that one firmly away to touch. Still, no score, but the pressure is increasing now on Arsenal, and this is thrown with the throw in. A mere 10 yards from the Arsenal goal line, and it's Ferguson picked up. Kennedy tries to tackle. Ferguson rides it well, pushes it out to Keenor, finds Keenor. Keenor turns it inside to Curtis. Curtis to Ferguson. Ferguson's up to it, and it slips in. Ferguson has scored for Kansas City. 14-0. What a game this beat by Lewis. Whatever it is, the referee has indicated that it's a goal, and Cardiff has gone up in the tremendously exciting 1927 Cup final. The crowd are erupting.
No, I must confess I haven't. The Soviet Wales has taken this back magnificently.
Well, 19 years left, and Arsenal fight to turn it like that.
Right, the case for the
right. Get the frogs in the shade, Sergeant Major, and give them plenty of slime.
Right! Turn! Bearers! Hold up! Put those boxes over there! Come on! Come on! Put the boxes over there!
Come on, move it up. Give them in the shade.
Well, there doesn't seem any official welcome of any kind.
No, sir! I notice that, sir! Remarkable absence of an official welcome, sir. Only rag, sir.
What?
Hey, sir.
No.
Isn't golf easy? Hey.
And take the ball safely away and up inside the Arsenal half again. Plus the referee judges that there was a foul there. So Arsenal are in with a chance again.
It's hello?
A good stick pass to Glenn. Ben
Tucker. Hey, what are you doing? It's the cup final.
We are the expedition from England. I'm Captain Snetterton.
Please, only 15 minutes. Cardiff 1-0 is the great final.
Please, we have come here to cross the Andes.
I don't know.
You want me to clout him, sir? Let's look him in the face.
Hello?
And it's Keenor Senior inside to Irving.
Captain Snetterton.
That's right.
Oh, my name's Gregory. I'm the vice consul here. Come and have a woman.
Hello, thank you. I have to get the frogs housed. I want to do a quick recce of the approach slopes of the Cordilleras before nightfall.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, I didn't only got your telegram yesterday. And that's why the place isn't quite, Well, there was going to be a band to meet you, a political prisoners band from Lima. Excellent.
I'll tell you what you can do. Get me a couple of guys.
Girl guides?
Guides. For the mountains. I want a man who knows those mountains backwards. Every ravine, every track, every gully.
Yes, I'm afraid you won't get anyone tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, it's cup final, especially if Cardiff win.
Listen, man, if we can walk 104 miles in 5 days, the least you can do is provide me with a couple of guides. I want them here by 6.
Well, not on cup final night, Captain. It's our big celebration of the year.
All right, but tomorrow at first light.
It's Wimbledon fortnight.
Fortnight?
Yes, they won't give up there. They won't give up there, Wimbledon.
Mr. Gregory, those frogs have been in training for months. They're mentally and physically at their peak. A delay could be fatal.
I suppose I might find someone. They're not all of them interested in the early rounds, but I can't promise you the best.
I don't care how you live, Gregory. I want a guide who knows those brutes. Soon.
Yes, of course, Captain. Score?
Cardiff 1-0.
Captain Snetterton.
Morning, Mr. Gregory.
I've managed to find you a guide.
Oh, good man.
Venata! Atawa, Venata! Yeah, she knows the mountains like the back of her hand. Both her sons were mountain guides, the best.
Well, why aren't they here?
Both dead, I'm afraid. Fell down a ravine.
But surely she's not them.
That's the best you'll find in Wimbledon fortnight.
What does she say?
She says a great win for Cardiff. Thank you.
On May the 9th, 1927, shortly after midday, Snetterton and RSM Bing made the first reconnaissance with their new mountain guide.
Frog assault, Sergeant Major. We need some sand or gravel-based approach so the frogs can grip. Excuse me! Excuse me! Can you tell us to stop, Sergeant Major?
You know what stop is, sir?
Well, it's stop in Spanish. Stoppo. Arresto.
Oh, I know what stop is in Norwegian, sir. It stands it. Stanzi!
She's not going to understand Norwegian, Sergeant Major. They're Spanish.
No, that's not Spanish, huh? They're Indian.
Well, say something in Indian, for God's sake. She's going to be in Brazil in 20 minutes. Well, go on, use it, man.
All right, now, what was it? Damas, is it? Damasi!
Damasi! Oh! Si, compreno!
Ah, that seems to have done the trick. Well done, Sergeant Major. Right, carry on.
We did not ask for schoolgirls.
She says that the fat one specifically asked for schoolgirls.
We merely asked you to go no further.
We wanted you to stop. Do you understand? Damasi.
See, see. Stop.
Oh, you did ask for schoolgirls. Well, if you'd only said so, I was fine. We could have fixed you.
All I wanted was for this so-called guide to stop rushing around all over the Andes. There was no mention of any schoolgirls. We merely asked her to stop.
Damasi means schoolgirl. Yeah.
Charging around like some... Major, I'd like to see you back in my tent immediately.
Shall I bring the schoolgirls?
Shut up.
Frogs are restless tonight, Sergeant Major.
Where for? Clear near, officer. Near the thunder. We know the rain's coming. Like first night on the stage, sir. They want to get going. Like what if you was playing Hamlet, sir? You want to get out there, get a few belters, then you're all right. That's what the frogs are feeling, sir. They're in a right old 2-8.
Fascinating thing, the frog mind.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you know you could carry on a conversation with a frog, Sergeant Major?
Oh, yes, sir. So they say, sir.
Oh, yes. I've often chatted to them, you know. They have a surprisingly wide vocabulary. You see, each croak contains within it thousands of little resonances, a whole complex variety of variations and modulations which can express dozens of concepts, thoughts, ideas. Do you realize, Sergeant Major, that with each inflation of the vocal sac, oink, the frog is expressing a whole theory of amphibian social organization. Oink, this is my territory. Oink, this particular piece of vegetation is my own.
I like watching them mate, sir. They get into his mouth, sir.
Oh, no, of course they don't.
Well, they got no organs, sir. Imagine what life would be like if you had nothing in your trousers.
What on earth's going on out there?
You better come quickly, Captain. Spot a bugger with the frogs.
Oh, my God.
Shall I let them have it, sir?
No, far above their heads, Sergeant Major.
How about above their knees, sir?
Above their heads, Sergeant Major. We don't want to lose their goodwill by killing them.
As you say, sir. I'd better just shoot a couple of them, sir.
No. Let me talk.
Remember, they don't speak English, sir.
No, it doesn't matter, Sergeant Major. It's the attitude they respect. Put that down at once. Yeah? Right. Who's in charge here, eh? Come on. Who organized this? Come on. Ah. Well, what's the meaning of this? Hey?
No. Posso dirigarle poteo. E donde esta moi borroco andi picayuna? Tentativo me chichonaca. Asimpaca me os impego, chiqua chiqua. Juan ementaque. Juan de onde? Casa grande, casa. Oh, ca, ma. Ha! Ta, ta, ta! Immediatamente, glorioso muchacho spidero e squadra di venti, io ed è fondamentalmente organizzante
diverso! Non ci facciamo!
Verde, a party.
What's the matter?
Oh, don't worry about him. He wants a three-chamber national assembly, universal adult suffrage, land reform, abolition of censorship, all sorts of nonsense on it. Half the stuff they haven't even got in Europe yet, let alone here. A party.
Now, what's going on?
No, please, you're alarming the frogs.
Yes, quando lavoro. Yes, it's trouble, I'm afraid.
Why?
Well, I'm afraid they say that is because of you.
What, the thunder?
Well, it's not thunder, Margot. I only wish it was. No, that's El Misty, the volcano.
El Misty, Italia Manante, El Misty. Titica! Dos restemestocos! Restas titica!
Yeah, I'm afraid he says the frogs are bringing bad luck to the village. They're making El Misty restus. He'll rain down fire and ashes.
Titica!
And molten lava.
Titica!
And it's ruining the radio reception.
What have the frogs got to do with
it? Well, the frogs are imprisoned. Our souls are appealing to the gods.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, we're going to let a lot of superstitious claptrap get in the way of an expedition.
Boxes! Get away from those boxes! Get away from those boxes!
Here. Mr. Gregory, tell these people to get back to their homes immediately.
Well, I'll try. Señores, mañana se puede hablar de estas cosas, pero me parece es mejor ahora.
Mount a 24-hour guard on the front boxes, Sergeant Major.
Bob!
I'm holding you responsible for the safety of those frogs.
Don't you worry, sir. If anyone looks at them boxes, I'll let them have it right in the orchestra stalls.
Guard the boxes, Sergeant Major. You don't have to kill anybody.
Oh, you've got to kill somebody, sir, if you're guarding.
No, you don't have to. You only have to look as though you would, if you had to.
Ah, but you've got to be prepared to, if you do have to.
Oh, all right.
Right. And I've got your permission to kill someone, sir.
No. I'm not going to give you carte blanche to kill just anybody.
Oh, no, sir. Only if I have to.
Yes. Right.
Right.
So they so much as glance at them boxes.
If they come up to the boxes, if they attempt to release the frog, and if they ignore all your warnings to the contrary, then and only then, may you be forced to,
and kill him, sir.
All right, but don't go on about it.
Oh, no, sir. Don't you worry, sir. You leave it up to me, sir. I'll give him a warning shot, sir. Between the eyes.
I say, old boy, what a bit of advice. Get out while the going's good.
I'm afraid I'm not used to the word failure, Mr. Gregory.
These people have been living with that volcano for centuries. You can't just walk in and tell them it's a lot of superstition.
The expedition will go ahead as planned, Mr. Gregory. And Quaquenia will remain our headquarters.
Oh, and so I didn't warn you. Gonna be trouble.
Mr. Gregory? Frog boxes, Sergeant Major. We can't afford to take any chances.
Sir! Johnson! Come over here! At the double!
Captain Snetterton spent a sleepless night. By the morning, he decided to forego another recce and set off at dawn. Two frogs were to lead off up the northwest face. The European tree frog striking out west towards the Kanaka Pass and the Italian agile frog going for the summit. The two edible frogs and the European marsh frogs were to remain at base camp. with the Himalayan sleeping frog to be held in reserve for the 200-mile push towards the Brazilian border. And if there was any time left, they would go on to look for the source of the Amazon and the so-called silly route to India. But time was running out, and he was aware that he was confronted by forces as strong and elemental as nature herself.
Fell asleep then, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major? Sergeant Major? Corporal Miller? Who's that? Is that you, Miller?
I thought you were one of the Nignogs, sir.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't call them Nignogs, Sergeant Major. They're rational human beings with an indigenous culture as worthy of respect as our own.
Yes, sir. I've just been having a bash with one of them too, sir. Right, but a stuff she wants, sir.
Have you been fraternizing with the natives?
Well, a bit more than just fraternizing, sir.
You're supposed to be guarding the boxes.
I couldn't get away, sir. Every time I pulled them around, the houses up. She pulls them down again, sir. Then you say she has this idea, sir. In one corner of the room, there's a big...
No, I don't want to hear about that. It's absolutely disgusting. I put you in charge of guarding the frogs at a very critical time, and you go off hobnobbing with a native girl. Well, this is a scientific expedition, Sergeant Major, and you must not, repeat, not fraternize with the natives, valid though their culture is.
Sorry, sir.
Well, we'll forget about this time. I've got more important things to do. I've decided we'll set out today.
I think it's the real thing this time, sir.
What?
Love, I mean, sir.
What are you talking about?
I want to marry her, sir.
Marry her?
Marry her. I want to marry her, sir.
Sergeant Major, I don't think you realize the gravity of your situation. You desert your post... And then you expect me to give you permission for some squalid liaison with a native girl. You know perfectly well what it says in the King's regulations about mixed marriages in the forces.
Yes, sir. That's why I'm resigning, sir. I felt I ought to come and tell you, sir, that I'm not coming on the expedition now, sir. I'm going to stay here with Barbara, sir. We're going to grow guano.
I don't believe it.
That's bird shit, sir. There's a lot of them around here for fertilizer, sir.
I just don't know what to say.
Well, it's funny, sir, but I suddenly see that their way of life out here is a lot richer and a lot more individually satisfying than ours is, sir. And we don't half go, sir.
But after all the years of preparation we've put into the expedition... On the very morning when we're about to set out.
Oh, well, if you knew the little woman, sir, you understand. She's, well, she's got no trace of sardonicism about her, sir, and she's intellectually very sharp, too, and she's considerate as well. Without anyone.
Oh, shut up!
Barbara said to tell you, sir, that, well, I don't quite know how to put this, sir, but, Well, she's got a friend, sir, who's taking a bit of a shine to you, and, oh, she's a little darling, sir. And if you wanted to come with us into the guano business,
oh,
sir...
Oh, go away, you dirty man.
Yes, sir.
I see you at once, please. Corporal Miller, I want you to... Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Miller, when you've finished, could I see you, please? Miller as well. I can't... The frogs! Miller! The frogs! Guarding the frogs, man! Go! doing down there? What about the frogs, man? I'll have you court-martialed. Whipped! Come on! Come on, man! Come on!
He was too late. The frogs had gone. Let loose. Only the Himalayan sleeping frog, which, going about its normal occupation of sleeping, had not taken advantage of the chance of freedom, remained.
Stand down, that's right. Looking, come on. Okay, okay, frogs, frogs. Look under there, over there. You, over there. Go on, go on. That's it.
Come on, all of you. Go find these frogs.
It's already here. You had a bit of trouble in the night.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Only 6 years of research. Gone.
I had a couple of your chaps have decided to stay, going into the guana business.
Bit of trouble with Sergeant Major Bing, that's all. Mentally unstable, you know. Couldn't take the pace.
Young Miller came to see me this morning with his new wife.
Wife? Miller? He's in the bloody army. Where is he?
Well, they've gone into Queequee to the Building Society. I gave them the address.
What? He'd be court-martialed. I'll tear his bowels out with my own hands.
I told you, old boy, you can't fight these people. You might as well go or stay.
You don't seem to realise, Mr. Gregory. I'm going to see this one up. I shall stay here until this frog expedition has achieved everything it set out to achieve. And that is final. You understand?
Carrier backhand. Rod Reeves, forehand rod down the back.
Turn that off.
Carrier backhand. The duty down the line, 30-40.
Turn that off. Turn it off.
Olivares of Spain in the semi-final. So here's...
You shouldn't have done that, our boy.
Only the Himalayan sleeping frog. Snifferton took to the mountain. Wandering through the Cordillera, Snetterton's failure seemed complete. On June the 4th, 1927, 3.5 months after leaving England, he ate the Himalayan sleeping frog. In a final note, found in a final note box, Snetterton wrote,
"Today I ate the last of the sleeping frog. The plucky little fellow had saved my life without waking up once. I ate him with a sort of berry sauce and a very acceptable lichen and moss souffle, brought out the delicate flavours of the..."
Nothing more was heard or seen of Captain Walter Snetterton, the man who set out with such high hopes to conquer the most unforgiving mountains of all. But the six frogs who were released hopped into Mexico City, 6,300 miles north. Captain Snetterton's belief in high-altitude amphibian exploration had been justified after all. Once again, science had proved that there are no limits to man's achievements. Without such men of courage and determination as Captain Walter Snetterton, the world would never have had self-opening doors, the non-stick saucepan, nor any of the other wonders of modern technology, which have made our world a finer, healthier, happier place.